Today's mitzvah is mitzvah number 400, mitzvah tough. As we get into Parshas Pinchas, we get into the next 100 mitzvos. Parshas Pinchas has 6 mitzvos. They are all mitzvos asei. The first one being the laws of Yerusha, the laws of Nachlos, and the rest of the mitzvos of the Parsha are all related to Yantif. A number of mitzvos related to Karban Musaf, and then we'll get to the mitzvah of Shofar here in Pinchas. As we continue in Sefer Bamidbar, says the Torah in Parshas Pinchas, Vatikravna benos Slavcha ben Chefer and Bikila ben Machre Menashe. The benos Slavcha, they're the ones that brought the laws of Yerusha to the Torah. Chazal say, Megalgan Schusai de Zakai, they're the ones. Velishmos benosav, his daughters are listed, Vatamod lefne Moshe. They stood in front of Moshe and they said, what's going to be with us? Avinu meis Bamidbar, Hu lohaya betocha eda, Hano adim al Hashem, he wasn't involved in the rebellion, Kibachato meis, Uvanim lohayulo. And he did not have any sons. Why should our family name be obliterated? Please give us an achuza. And Moshe brought their mishpat in front of Hashem. Hashem says to Moshe, right, it's one of the places where Chazal tell us that nis'alma halacha mimenu, 4 places where that occurred. This was one of them. Hashem says to Moshe, kein b'nos lavcha dovros, they are correct. Nason titin lachuza, give them an achla, betoch ache avihem, behavartas, nachlas avihem lahen. Every phrase in this whole paragraph, pasuk vav, through pasuk yad aleph, is darshined at length in the 8th parak of Baba Basra and parak Yesh Nochlin, which is all about inyanim of Yerusha. The Torah tells us, ish ki yamus uvenein lo, bavartem, as nachlas alabito. If a man has, dies and he has no sons, then it goes to his daughter, mashba, that his sons come first. And if no daughters, so then it goes to the brothers also, skipping a step, as we'll talk about soon. The father's brothers, and if not, it keeps going to the closest relative. And this is l'chukas mishpat. Chazal darshan from there that this is not just a pure dine mamonis, but this is an iser v'heter concept as well, the laws of Yerusha. Again, this is a major topic with Lamaisa implications. Let's see what we could do. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, Mitzvahs Dinei Nachlas, Shenitztavinu B'dinei Nachlas, Klomar, Shemitzuva Aleinu La'asos V'ladun B'dinei Nachlas. We are commanded to act and judge regarding Nachlas, Kasher Dana Torah Aleha, as the Torah tells us. Shenamar, as the Torah tells us, ish ki yamus uven ein lo, when we go through all of the halachas that Moshe Rabbeinu said and received as a response to the Bnos Slavchad. The Yal Tachshov says the Chinuch in the second paragraph, Shimri bazesha amitzvah hi shenase binyin hanachla, kasher dona ha-Torah aleha. Don't think, she'eretz alomar she'ehada mitzuva mehakel lases, mashi ish liyosho al-kol panim. Don't think Hashem is not telling us and limiting what we are allowed to do with all of our assets, our possessions. No, if a person wants to give his possessions to anybody he wants while they are alive, that's fine. Hashem gives us our chafatzim to make decisions, to use them for whatever we want, and give the possessions to whichever address that we want to. The real message of Yerusha is that once a person dies, so then someone who is most connected to them steps into their shoes. The schus is connected. And once the morish, the one who is giving the inheritance, dies, miyad. There's no moment in time. There's no hefker here. No falalam schus. The Yorish steps in. Kini Hishtashlos Hayitziros. Sheratza Hayotzer Baruch Hu Zechazem Ibli Hefzik. If Hashem gives assets, gives something to a person, so he has in mind that that should stay with that person and those who come from him, his children and his grandchildren, until the time that they give it away, the Zchus Hayorish, the Chinuch says, Bemorish Kilu Hagufim Devukim Zebazeh. It's as if the bodies are stuck to each other. Right? The Yerusha is all about family. It's all about blood relatives. And that's why. Chazal say in Baba Basra, Shim Sivav Amar Amorish Al Yerushani Bini. How do you violate this mitzvah? We'll get to who the mitzvah is upon. But how do you violate? So if somebody says, I don't want my son to to the Arshin. Oh, Bini Ploni Yerusha Mechav, or this son is not going to get Yerusha. Oh, Biti Tirashini, or the daughter is going to get Yerusha when there are sons. Ein Bedvarav Mamish. That's meaningless, and it doesn't work. She'ein biyado la'akar davar hakel she'amar she'yirash ha'yorash morisho. If somebody says, I want Yerusha to work this way, or I want to override Yerusha, that doesn't work. That's just like we see Masa Mashakasa Batorah. We mentioned a minute ago. Yerusha is not just a dini mamonis element. When you have a t'nai, usually you can make a condition on anything you want to dini mamonis. But here, this isn't just a regular case of dini mamonis. Rav Sternbach expands upon this in Tam Vadas. No, there is an isser v'heter element here as well. It's exeus hakasav v'makadosh baruch hu. This is how it should work, and we don't have the power. Yes, a person has the power to give away his possessions while he's alive, but to try to make Yerusha work differently than it works, that is not allowed, that is not possible, and it is forbidden. Even though we said his possessions are in his hand to do whatever he wants, while he's alive, he can do whatever he wants with them. A person can destroy his possessions if he wants. He might violate Baal Tashchis, but he can do it. V'chaloshon chutz mizeshel Yerusha. That's fine, except when it comes to Yerusha. Lefisha zeh dibur. When you're buying into the mechanism of Yerusha, which is posthumous, then it's keneged dvar shel makam Hashem already was gozer what Yerusha should be, and a person can't change that. Alkein ein kol piyad adam lomar lo yirash v'hainu maslisin di yeshnochlin. That's what the Mishnah says. Ha'omer ish ploni lo yirash emechav lo amar klum. So and so should get a portion, a Yerusha portion, along with my children. It's meaningless. It doesn't work. Right, we'll get to different details about that in the future. Skipping though now to the next paragraph. V'yoda marsham hamachalik mechasav. Riba la'echad u'mi'alach la'echad. U'v'hishu anas ha'bachar. Dvarav kayamin. V'imamar misham Yerusha lo amar klum. If somebody wants to split up his possessions in a certain way, that's fine. But again, not in the language of Yerusha. If you use Yerusha in any of the language, then it buys in and it goes into what the Torah wants. Well, if yadome av b'shein mamish b'divrei ha'omer lashin Yerusha u'maisav eno klum. Even though he tries to do it, it doesn't work, and he violates. Bitzavoso kenu mevatel mitzvah aseshel Yerusha. Trying it is already violating the iser of the mitzvah, the bitul aseh of Yerusha, mishum da'avar aharmana demalka. You're going against what Hashem wants. The chain, and now he adds, not only an individual who does this is violating, im shema achar moso kimu bezdin svar v'elu. If Bezdin acts based upon his comment, based upon his declaration, and they go and process Yerusha in a different way than the Torah demands, Yeshalem gamkin avo bitlaseh, they also violate milvada onesh lavdelosatemish, but besides the fact that they're perverting justice according to Jewish law, but they also. So the Chinuch says, in my opinion, this mitzvah is both upon the person and upon Bezdin. He adds, from the Rambam, it's clear that it's only upon Bezdin. Well, if you are near me, divrei Rambam, shekol ikar ha'azhara einena rak ala Bezdin, shadonu b'ninach l'kein. That's the Rambam's formulation. By this mitzvah, if you look in Sefer HaMitzvos, the Rambam says, shehoronu b'dine nachlos, u'mechlal din zeh b'lo safek yis b'chor, we'll get to that, mishpah b'mishtei Yerushos. In Sefer HaMitzvos, he's not as clear, but in Mishnah Torah, he is pretty clear that this is a mitzuveh upon Bezdin. Sivu hu lebezdin eich ladun b'hem k'shiyavo inyin zeh lifneihem. Good. So it's machlokas, whether it's on Bezdin or it's on the Morish. This might be connected to the Lumdish question of, when a person dies, are they really the active party, so to speak, in terms of being Morish to their children? Or is it that they die and the memela hilchas Yerusha kick in? How direct is it, or not, or is it kind of hefker for a millisecond, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who decides where it goes? That is the issue, a lumdish question, whether there is a manchil, or there's not really a manchil. Physically there's a manchil, but there's really no manchil, so that might connect to the Rambam and the Chinuch. According to the Rambam, the mitzvah is upon Bezdin, maybe, because there is no real manchil. Mashenki and the Chinuch might say there is a manchil, which Bezdin just helps enforce. Good, this is background. Now we get to what's the shorish of the mitzvah and what are some of the halachas of the mitzvah. Mishorshi ha-mitzvah. What is some of the roots of the mitzvah? Kidei. She yeida ha-adam v'yizbonein. Ki ha-olam biyad adon mashkiach al-kol ber Yosef. A person should know that the world is under the hashgacha of Hashem. Ubir tzono v'chepso ha-tov zochek ha-lechad v'echad mi-bnei ha-olam b'chelak ha-nechasim. Hashem gives assets to every individual as he sees fit. Umatanasa Baruchu Mivureches, and Hashem's assets that He gives us is blessed. Shetimashech La'olam La'sheitnana La'Hashem wants it to remain in the family, unless it's sold, unless it's given. But for no other reason, He wants it to continue. Umipnei Siluk Gufo. Just because a person is physically no longer in this world, it doesn't mean that it should be gone from his body. As the Chinuch said, a person's children are a chelik of him. And therefore, even if the person dies, the children should take over and step into his shoes. That should be his children. Right? And that's what he continues. We'll get into the details. But that's the key. The key, the message of the Mitzvah of Yerusha is, Kadosh Baruch Hu gives this to one person, but that one person is connected to his progeny, to his children, and therefore, one shouldn't try to remove and change that halacha of the Torah. We'll get to Lomaisa, Be'ez Hashem, Bezman Hazeh, a little bit later. Midini HaMitzvah. But the Chinuch says, let's go through the halachas of the mitzvah, the order of Nachlis. So what is the order? What's the order of Nachlis? So, ideally, not ideally, but usually, hopefully, if a father dies, there are sons, the normal order. Ish ki yamus haben kodem labas. Because the Torah said, if there is no sons, that's why Bnei Slavchad got it. So first one is a son. If there are no sons, then it goes to the deceased's daughter. That's number two. Ben Bas. Then, V'chol Yotze Yirecho Shabek Kodem Labas. What if the son is no longer alive, but the son's children are alive? The son has daughters. And then there is a sister, a daughter also. The halacha is all the progeny of the son comes before the daughter. So if there's two brothers, Reuben and the Yaakov dies. Reuben and Shimon are the sons. Reuben is already dead, but he has a bunch of children. No, it doesn't work. Let's say Reuben and Leah. Reuben and Leah are brother and sister, sons of Yaakov. So if Yaakov dies, Reuben should get everything. What if Reuben is not alive anymore? Reuben has children though, so those children get everything. Leah gets nothing in that case, because they all come in the place of the son. So the son and then the daughter. But by each of these stages, as we will talk, all Yotze Yerecho, all progeny of each person under discussion comes before the next. So son first and then daughter. If there's no daughter, then comes father. Then comes father. If there's no father, then comes brothers. Achim. Bas kodemus la'achim. He doesn't even quote father, but that's before, because the brothers are coming through the father. Ha'achin. If there are no brothers, then sisters. Ha'achin is b'makam she'in achin. So far, what do we have? Son, daughter, father, brother, sister. Then you start going up. If those aren't alive, then you start going to paternal relatives, because in Yerusha, it all goes by paternal. And that is father's brothers, and if there are no father's brothers, father's mothers, and then you go up a generation, but at all, you go until you find somebody. Only a ger has no relatives, every Jew has relatives, and somebody who could yarshin, because you keep going back, all the way until Adam Arishon. Zeachlau, kolakodim, benachlo, yotzi, yirecho, kodmin. And as we said, anyone who comes first in the list, their progeny comes also. And the father comes before, as we mentioned. There is no money amongst the Jewish people that don't have a yorish. Maternal relatives do not yarshin each other. Only goes by paternity. Right? Certain halachas in Judaism go by the mother. Like, are you Jewish or not? That goes by the mother. And other halachas go by paternity. All yichus questions. What shevet am I from? Am I a Kohen or a Levi? Right? All of that. And Yerusha as well goes by paternity. That's the language of Chazal. And it continues, ben mamzer, o ach mamzer. Mamzerim, yarshin, just like normal, just like everyone else. Who's the only one that does not yarshin? Avo ben shivcha. V'nacharis eno yoresh eno keben l'shum davar. If there is a child that is born to a non-Jewish mother, obviously the child is not Jewish. And therefore, even though they share a father, that child is not going to yarshin his Jewish father. There is an important discussion. The Minchas Chinuch says, within non-Jews, though, there is a concept of Yerusha. The Minchas Chinuch in Oz Bey says, Goy Yoresh is Goy Avid Var Torah. Daraisa, is quoting from the Rambam. Right, in Oz Bey, in the Minchas Chinuch, a Goy Yarshin's his father. Mi Daraisa. Avol Shep, but that's it. Only step one, father-son. If there's no son, then you go by whatever they decide. Avol Shar Yerusha Oseyem, Meinichen Osam Lefim Inhagam. Whatever they decide is the order whoever should get, but the father-son is recognized on a D'oraisa level. There is one other Yerusha relationship to mention, and that's the next line. V'chachamim tiknu. This is a machlokas rishonim. The Rambam and the Chinuch both hold chachamim tiknu shehe adam yoresh es ishto minani suin. The Samchad Avraham HaKasef, husband yarshining a wife. The Rambam and the Chinuch both hold Yerusha Zabal is dirabanan. Because after all, Yerusha, what would they say? Yerusha by definition means blood relative. Blood relative, everything we've said, paternal blood relative. Baal, husband? Husband is not a blood relative with a wife. Therefore, Chazal are misaking it, but it's part of its Tanai Ksuba. It is Durabanan. But the Ravid there and others, it's really a machlokas. And Ksuba is on Daf Pei Gimel, whether Yerusha Zabal is Daraisa or Durabanan. But be aware, even if it is Daraisa, it's a different type of Yerusha than the others. It's not going by blood relatives. Good. Next point, crucial point, Machlokas Rambam Ramban. The Rambam counts one mitzvah of Yerusha. And the Rambam says, included in this mitzvah of Yerusha is Bechor. That a Bechor gets a double portion, and that is usher to not give the Bechor a double portion. That's all details, according to the Rambam, of Inyani Nachala. That's what the Chinuch quotes the Rambam now. Umechlal zeh adin shel Nachala's b'li safek. Heyos ha-Bechor notol b'shnayim. That's part of it. Shezuhi michlal mitzvahs ha-Nachalos. U'pishnayim. And what does double mean? Double means you add on an extra son. If there are three sons, so you split it up four ways, and he gets two portions. If there are 10 sons, you split it up 11 ways, and he gets, that's what a double portion is. Not double compared to all the other sons. It's, he gets as if he's two sons. That's what Pishnayim means in the Psukim in Parshas Kiseitse. And to skip a couple of lines, Bechar only takes a double b'nechasim hamuchzakim la'aviv. Rashi quotes this, and based on the Gemara, only what the father has when the father dies. If the father gets repaid a loan after the father's dead, then they split that up evenly. Only what's muchzak in the hands of the father when the father died does a Bechar get a double portion. That is the shita of the Rambam. The Ramban, many times we've just had a couple of mitzvahs regarding Tumah and Paradumah. The Ramban says, no, you don't count any of these. So the Ramban's got to fill in a lot. So the Ramban here fills in too. The Ramban says in Mitzvahs Los Aseh Yud Beis that the Rambam forgot, according to his view. He says as an Isser de Oraisa, not to give a Bechar a double portion. And he also counts a Mitzvahs Aseh to give the Bechar a double portion. According to the Ramban, that's not included in regular Dina Yerusha. A Bechar getting the double portion and a Bechar, no, not giving it to him. Shenimnanu me'ahanchilenu habanim me'ha'avir ha'bechar min ha'ben ha'gadol el yeter achiv. Avol nanchil oto pishnayim kimishmat ha'bechara. Lo yuchal ha'vakar es ben ho'avuva. That's an Issa d'Araisa, says the Rambam, and the mitzvahs I say also. But here she ish bazeh od mitzvahs I say. Shamar yitalek he asa bechor ben asnuah yakir losses lo pishnayim. The gamzu mitzvah shu chayev lakiro losses lo pishnayim. So the Ramban here adds on two mitzvahs that the Rambam does not have. Bechor is not included in regular dinei nachla. What's the bir hadavar? What might be the lumdis? So there's a beautiful discussion in the achronim. The mitzvahs hamelach has this on this mitzvah. Whether, how do we look at Yerusha? And let's ask it as a question. There is a machlokas rishonim. What if a yoresh screams, I don't want a yarshin. I don't want it, I don't want it, I don't want it. He's screaming. Is he forced to take it? Is he forced to take it? If we look at Yerusha as a machlokas, it's a machlokas rishonim in Baba Basra on Daf Kuf Chaf Dalet. The Rashbam there says that yoresh hu baal karcho. The Rashbam and the Rimi Gash both say in Baba Basra, Kuf Chaf Dalet, you don't have a choice in the matter. No choice, you have to. And the Ram there says, V'chi bezdin kofin b'shoti liyoresh, she'ena rotsa l'kabel Yerushaso, imato omer kein loksa midas adin. Why should a person be forced to take something he doesn't want? So machlokas be shown him. What's that machlokas about? So the machlokas could be about, how do we define Yerusha? Is Yerusha looked at just as a schus? Is a schus? You get an automatic matana, you get a schus. If that's the case, then you should be able to refuse it. You can't force me to get a schus, because then it's not a schus if I don't want it. Or do we look at it in a deeper sense of the child is standing in place of the father? It's a hischaivus. He has to go into his father's shoes. He has to go into the Morish's shoes. That's different. Dinu bagavra, dahaben omid. I'm reading the Mitzvah Samelach. Dahaben omid b'makam aviv l'chomili. Umemela havinachasim gamkein shalo. V'nimsa, shalo mihilchus chus asinan Allah, elamidin achrayis la'aviv. Shemei achshav hu omid b'mkomo. V'chayev b'kalach yuvim shalo, v'ini yochol asalik atzmo mizeh. So that's the machlokas, whether he could be forced or not. But maybe that's the machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban as well. Why? Because a double portion, l'chora, is a schus. getting a double portion, you're not taking the place of the father, or everybody is all together. So a double portion l'chor is a schus. So maybe, according to the Rambam, you count it as one big mitzvah, because even real Yerusha is a schus. Regular Yerusha is a schus, you can count it all as one mitzvah. Masha'enkin, according to the Ramban, two mitzvahs, because maybe he holds that regular Rusha isn't a schus, it's a hischaivus. It's a schaivus to go into the place of your father. And you will yarshin as part of that, but you also have responsibilities. So that is the safer, that some of the lumbus between the Rambam and the Ramban. Again, there's a lot more here, let's try to do two more, skipping. There's a lot of halachas, but first of all, if you look on the next page, on Kufchav Gimel, Kedola Mizoslim Dunu Moreno Yishmarim El, there's a very important paragraph here, where the Chinuch says explicitly, that if somebody says, I want my, based on the Gemara, I want my possessions to go to so-and-so, who is his son, and then afterwards it should go to Hektish. I say that. Does it go to Hektish after the Yoresh dies? Or do we say that no, once the Yoresh has it, the Yoresh has it. That is a major machlokas we've shown him. The Ra'ah says, I'm sorry, I'm jumping the gun. The Chinuch says, the Hektish does not get it. The Yoresh has it. Once the Yoresh has it, the father can't make a condition onto what's going to happen after the Yoresh dies. It's the Yoresh's. The Yoresh can do whatever he wants. That's what the Chinuch says. There's a major machlokas quoted elsewhere between the Rashba and the Ra'ah. It's quoted in various sources, in the Torah and others, about this case. The Rashba says exactly what the Chinuch says here. And the Ra'ah says vehemently, no, it goes to Hektish after the Yoresh. This is one of the clearest rayas. Well, we started off 400 mitzvahs ago in the introduction to the Chinuch. We mentioned who was the author of the Sefer HaChinuch. So many throughout the generations thought it was the Ra'ah, Rabbi Aaron Alevi, who is a contemporary of the Rashba. But say, if you look, remember we discussed in that shiur, there are many rayas that scholars have used to say that it was not. It might have been his brother, or Pinchas Alevi, but it was not the Ra'ah. This is one of the clearest rayas, because this is a strong machlokas, and here the Chinuch says exactly what the Rashba says against what the Ra'ah says in this sugya, about if somebody says, Nechasai l'yorshi v'achar kach lehektish, the Ra'ah elsewhere says it goes to Hektish. But the Rashba and the Chinuch right here says, no, this is one of the rayas that it does not go to, that the author of the Chinuch is not the Ra'ah. Good, one other ha'ara, again, we don't have time to go through it all, and that is, Bizman Hazeh, many people want to give their daughters some type of Yerusha. So what is done if somebody wants to give their daughter some of Yerusha? We live in a certain time period where women are self-sufficient and women are more out. So what do you do? So there is, the Rama quotes it already in Choshen Mishpat 500 years ago, the Shtar Chatzi Zachar. Basically, there are different types of permutations of it, or Shtar Sholem Zachar. It's a permutation, it's a type of Shtar where the Morish, the father says, writes a Shtar that there is, upon my death, this condition should kick in an hour before I die, the father says, that there is a chov that is owed to the daughter. Very large number. That money is owed to the daughter. But if she is given a portion of the Yerusha, then the chov is batel and nullified. That whole condition kicks in an hour before I die, the person says. So that works, halachically, that works voluntarily, meaning he's giving it an hour before he dies. That there is now an obligation that all the sons have to give the daughter. A large figure. But if they decide to include the daughter in what's called Shtar Chatzi Zachar, give her half of what a Zachar is going to get, or a Shtar Shalem Zachar, or a complete, like another Yoresh, then it can work. So there is a Shtar that's created in the society that we live in, that there is a ratzon to give the daughter some of the Yerusha. There is a way to do that with a halachic mechanism. There are those, Rabbi Jachter, in one of his Svarim, in Gray Matter, Volume 3, he discusses that the Achronim say that maybe a little bit one should leave to at least fulfill the mitzvah of Yerusha Daraisa. A little bit, Rav Shefty says, $1,000 out of all the estate, just keep a little bit to give to the sons to be able to keep the Yerusha Daraisa as the intact, even though one might want to change it Lamaisa to give to the daughters as well. Okay, there's a lot more here, but Baruch Hashem, that gets us through mitzvah number 400. We've broken this barrier about two-thirds of the way there. We continue, Baruch Hashem, next time with the Karbanos Musaf and Tamid, a couple of mitzvahs coming up in Parshas Pinchas.